current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Under Siege. With the growing wave of hate toward Muslims around the world, the UN has set a specific day to combat Islamophobia around the world. It falls on March 15th. The name of that day is International Day to Combat Islamophobia. This comes after senior UN officials noticed the increase of the phobia. They noticed that this hate towards Muslims is fueled by political rhetoric, misinformation, and online hate campaigns. The UN has decided to focus on the situation to find a diplomatic resolution, even though the hate towards Islam and Muslims has caused threats on the lives of Muslims, along with physical assaults, and some Muslims even murdered for their faith. One of the places that faces the highest rates of Islamophobia is India. Over the past decade, their hate towards Islam has manifested in different forms: hate speech, political rhetoric, mob violence, and then the daily hate the Muslims experience in their day-to-day interactions. Their daily interactions are linked to quote-unquote vigilante cow protection campaigns, a mob-based collective to attack non-Hindus to protect cows, discrimination in employment and housing, where a Muslim is denied a home to rent or a job to get when the renter slash employer knows that that individual is a follower of Islam, and economic boycotts. Adding more fuel to this escalating hate is the consistent hate speech that has been normalized in India against Muslims. 98% of recorded incidents of hate content is anti-Muslim alone, showing that Muslims are the primary targets of their hate campaigns. The hate that is fueled is embedded within the system of India, with the government influencing much of it. Raqib Hamid Naik, executive director of India Hate Lab, said, quote, Islamophobia is being driven by political actors, religious leaders, and online networks simultaneously, end quote. Islam Hate Lab has documented over 140 hate speeches by political figures, leading people to hate Islam and Muslims even more, making it a part of the system itself. These political figures have given legitimacy to the hate and made the actions of hate, such as violence, harassment, and execution, justified. Then, when hate or violence is enacted upon a Muslim, law enforcement fails by acting against such actions. Naik says, quote, in cases where they have filed cases, it is rarely followed through. This failure contributes to the deadly culture of impunity, end quote, showing that acts of hate are systematically acceptable. As blatant as it is in India, this stretches to other parts of the world. Hate has been recorded mostly in Europe, Asia, and parts of Africa, while the US calls for war against Muslims. This hate has even brought places like India to form alliances with those who also hate Islam and Muslims. One of India's quote-unquote good friends is the Jewish Entity. In recent events, Modi actually came to visit Netanyahu. Modi showed his utmost love for Netanyahu, saying he is a quote-unquote friend, and the relationship between the two entities have become closer, and being a quote-unquote strategic partnership to a quote-unquote special strategic partnership. Together, these entities have set up an Indo-quote-unquote Israel Cyber Center of Excellence to be set up in India. They have also reaffirmed their commitment to defense cooperation, providing joint development and joint production of military equipment, emphasizing the transfer of advanced technology, with the goal of finalizing steps to their agreements to be finalized in May. Modi has also shown his utmost support for the war against Iran, making an appearance in quote-unquote Israel, publicly embracing the monster Netanyahu. Modi has also given a speech in the Knesset saying, quote, India stands with quote-unquote Israel, firmly, with full conviction, at this moment and beyond, end quote. Also showing no sympathy towards those who were martyred by the Jewish Entity in Gaza, but expressed his quote-unquote deepest condolences for the Jews who died during October 7th. The animosity these two entities share is clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا.
You will surely find the utmost intense enmity toward the believers to be the Jews and those who associate others with Allah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 82. While their hands drip with our Muslim brothers and sisters' blood, the animosity and envy they have toward our ummah will only grow even darker. Our ummah is only vulnerable to these monstrous entities because there is no shepherd to guide and protect the ummah. We are, at the moment, left without a protector or helper. We are left without a caliph whose job is to protect our brothers and sisters from those of the likes of India and the Jewish entity. Only the Khilafah will implement the system of security, keeping our ummah away from those who take advantage of the ummah's vulnerability. There will come a commander, the caliph, to protect us all. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.